Your natural father was a writer as well.
Yes, he was indeed.
Do you remember much about him?
Yeah, quite a lot. He wrote an awful lot of things that are very little known. But his two main books, the books that are best known by him, are one called Nightmare Alley, which was filmed with Tyrone Power in the lead role. And in fact, it has become something of a cult movie for two reasons. One is because of its topic, which is it's the story of a man who worked for an American carnival, you know, one of these traveling circus shows.
Yeah.
And also because it's renowned as the finest role that Tyrone Power ever played. In fact, it was the pinnacle of his acting career. And in fact, I saw it for the first time in my life only a few months ago. It is a superb movie.
That's so right.
And then he also wrote a book called Limbo Tower, which is the story of a man's experiences in a tuberculosis hospital. And of course, Dad actually experienced that when he came back from the Spanish Civil War, with a case of TB.
So he was Dad and C.S. Lewis was Jack?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What about your own writing?
Well, I mean, I've written my own autobiography, which has been consistently in print since 1988, which never ceases to amaze me. And also is now available, by the way, in Chinese and Spanish, which amazes me even more. And I've also I'm just publishing a book this autumn called Jack's Life, which is my telling of Jack's life story, because I've become very, not exactly fed up, but a little bit peeved with all these biographers with their vaunted intellectualism and their academic prowess. We've written books about Jack's life with a great deal of analytical assumptions and so forth, most of which is wrong in most cases.
Yeah.
So I decided that if I wanted to read somebody's life story, particularly Jack's, I just wanted to read his life story, not all this gobbledygook about literature and so on. So I just sat down and decided if nobody else would write the book the way I wanted to read it, I'd write it myself.
And who better? And who better to write it?
Well, I hope so. My publisher certainly thinks so. It's being published by Broadman and Holman in America. And it's coming out this October, I believe.
You and your wife run a ministry out of Ireland, is that correct?
Yes, well, we don't run it out of Ireland, we actually run it in Ireland.
Oh, okay.
We've almost been run out of Ireland because it was on a couple of occasions. No, seriously, it's one of those things. We committed our lives to Christ in Australia, and he made it by a series of interventions, made it fairly evident that he wanted us on the other side of the planet. And all my work is over here, which is part of how we arranged it, I suppose.
Yeah.
We came over here, and we bought this house and prayed and said, what do we do next? And the message we got was to get the house ready, and we had no idea for what. So we renovated it. And then slowly but surely, the Lord built this ministry of counseling and caring around the house and us. And we're affiliated with the International Hope Alive Association of Counselors Association, which is a psychotherapy group.
Mm-hmm.
And we have taken people through a very intense course of psychotherapy here. We do it at groups at a time, but that's had to wait while I'm making movies because I can't guarantee to be in one place for 6 months at a time anymore, which I used to have to do. And we also find ourselves, the basic ethos of the ministry is it's up to the Holy Spirit of God to bring to the ministry those people he wants to have come here and to keep away from the ministry those people he doesn't want to be here. So we find ourselves working with people with all kinds of problems. For people with different marital problems and all that sort of thing. Whatever the Lord sends, we will try to facilitate the workings of the Holy Spirit in people's lives to ameliorate the problem. We also have the place open to missionaries, ministers, pastors, priests of any Christian faith who need to take a break but can't afford to, because we realize that many of these people work very hard for very little financial recompense, if any at all in some cases.
Mm.
And often they need to take a holiday, and they simply haven't got anywhere to go. So we make it available to them to come and have a cost-free holiday as well.
That's that is something that my wife and I were attempting to do with a farm out in West Auckland here in New Zealand. Unfortunately, that fell through. God obviously saying, look, that's not what I want you to do at the moment. But
well, you know, the most important thing for anyone wanting to go into ministry is to discern the difference between what you want to do for Jesus and what Jesus actually wants you to do for him. And then do the latter, of course.
Yeah. Otherwise, you get yourself in major trouble.
Yep. We've all been there.
With the counseling that you do, what would you say would be the number one problem that people have today?
The number one problem that people have today. Well, we find one of the almost completely unavoidable problem that one runs into every day of one's life is the fact that most people in today's world have fallen for the lies of secularism and have dismissed God as being a myth or a legend. The fact that people do not have God in their lives is the number one problem in the world today. And we meet it every day we turn around. Every person we meet, practically every third person we meet, has no God in their lives. And I don't know what it's like in New Zealand, but the second highest cause of death among young people in this country, in Ireland, is suicide, because they have no God.
Yeah,
they
we go a step higher than that.
Sorry?
We go a step higher than that. We make it the number
the
one cause
of death. Yeah. That is quite simply because they do not have a God. They have no knowledge of God or Jesus Christ. And quite frankly, though this may sound somewhat heretical, I blame the churches for this fact. Because the churches have misdirected people, have mistaught people, have taught people a lot of rubbish, and have been so separatist for so many centuries that people are seeing the results in the world of sectarianism and so forth, and are rejecting Christ along with the churches.
Mm.
They throw out the baby with the bathwater. We actually run my wife runs a course here called Christianity Explained. It is completely non-denominational. My wife and I belong to no denomination of Christianity. We are merely Christians. And I think that's one of the biggest problems in the world today. It's caused by, largely, not entirely, but largely by the churches and the misdirections that they have given over the centuries.
Mm.
And I think that one of the second most common difficulties or common sources of problems we run into is that people abuse their children, often without even meaning to, often with the best of intentions. They send young children off to boarding school. If I had known then what I know now, I would never have sent my children to school at all. I would have homeschooled them.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because my wife and I do homeschool our children.
Well, good for you. I take my hat off to you.
Douglas, thank you so much for your time. One day, if you make it to our fair shores, we'd love to have you in the studio for
I was over there four times last year.
Were you?
With, of course, the movie when we were shooting.
Well, of course, yes. Well, it was kind of hard getting a hold of anybody at the movie while you were shooting.
Well, we were a little difficult,
yes,
I'm afraid.
All right. Well, next time, make yourself a little bit less difficult, and we'll bring you in for a coffee.
I'll do my best.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you indeed, Rob.